the YKK company. Without YKK, this man, Simon the Punk, yeah? Simon the Punk would be as naked as the beasts of the field. Naked. YKK, you see, makes zips. Not just some, but 9 out of 10 of every zip sold in the world. Check it out right now. If you're near a zip, or if there's a zip on your bag, anywhere, it will surely bear the letters YKK. So, go on. Yeah, look, we didn't set this up. What does it sound, is it?
YKK.
YKK. All right, you just never noticed. Thanks, Simon. To explain further, from YKK, upstaged by the punk, what did I say? Paul Byrne, right here. YKK, a real company, a major company, a giant in the clothing field, yet nobody knows about it. Firstly, what a statistic...
tough word to say, huh?
No, it's not a tough word to say, I'm just drunk out of my mind. What are the statistics? How big are YKK?
Well, first of all, YKK is a Japanese company, maybe some people know that.
Oh, there's a shock. A global conglomerate, this Japanese.
Here we go again, yeah. Well, it's, let's say it's not as big as the statistic you saw a minute ago, which suggested...
But we got that from the big phony baloney book of statistics.
Well, I'm very impressed. We would be happy with 90%, but certainly we're not anything near that. But we'd be a significant player in the world market. And probably, if you look at these statistics, you'll find that the world market, put it in simple terms, is probably something like 18 billion pieces per year consumed. Zippers, yeah.
It doesn't sound like the most fascinating subject until you stay in a room... Check your zips. It's got YKK on it.
Yeah, it's a great party opener because, you know, you say, hands up, let's check your zippers. And I'm guessing at other places.
But they always have those letters YKK, right?
Yeah. Well, more often than not, I think. And that's
who are the competitors for this plum market?
We don't like to talk about competitors, but they are formidable. They are formidable.
Those bastards at Velcro,
for sure. That's free advertising. I haven't said that.
Anything else you can throw in that'll liven this thing up?
Well, I'd just like to say it's great to be on the show with yourself and with Nancy Griffith. I'm a great fan. So, for me, it's a privilege. I've seen it so many times in Dublin, where I'm from, so what can I say? Apart from that,
we're doing our mail viewer-by-viewer these days.
I was trying to get away from the zipper statistic, but...
Yeah, me too. Thanks very much, Paul Byrne.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Paul Byrne. I forgot to give him his gift. It's an Amish newspaper, right? This newspaper, the Amish put out, because they don't have, right, Amish, so we figured that would be a cute thing to do. We'll give him an Amish newspaper. And the best thing that came out of that, we'll get it to him, the best thing that came out of that, we couldn't find where to get the Amish newspaper, right, because, as you know, they still live, like, as people did 300-400 years ago. And Caroline in our office, a producer, said, we'll call the Amish up. Oh, yeah. Half an hour, don't you? Yeah. Call them up. Except you did, and they answered. You'd catch them out, wouldn't you? Hello, Amish. Aha. Oh! All right.